Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell, but it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Christmas, all the tinsel and lights and the presents are nice, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell, but it's all about you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you.
Thanks, Amy.
I asked Brother Larry this morning if I could sing a song after the Sunday school message this morning. I know all of us probably go through a rough time during Christmas and figuring out where everything's going to come from to have Christmas and be with your family and all the get-togethers and functions you've got to go to. And it gets overwhelming sometimes and stresses you out a little bit. And this week has just been an overwhelming week, but Brother David was teaching this morning on sometimes, you know, God has a plan for your life that you may not know, basically. He was saying that sometimes we can't always be in control. We may have wishes and dreams and thoughts of what we want, but they may not be the same wishes and dreams or plans that God has for our life. So this song just popped in my head, and I've been singing it all day now. But I talked to Brother Larry about singing it tonight. So, forsaken by his brothers, didn't fit the scene. Being made a slave was not what Joseph dreamed. The coat of many colors was stained with blood and lies. But from this divine appointment, a ruler would arise. When God has another plan, walk on and just say yes. When God has another plan, be assured that He knows best. When all your dreams are shattered, rest in His sufficient grace. We don't have to understand. When God has another plan, alone and brokenhearted, questions fill your mind. Changes can be hard, they come by God's design. But if you could see tomorrow with a view from heaven's throne, every unexpected struggle has led you closer home. when God has another plan. Walk on and just say yes when God has another plan. Be assured that He knows best when all your dreams are shattered. Rest in His sufficient grace. We don't have to understand when God has another plan. When all your dreams are shattered, rest in His sufficient grace. We don't have to understand when God has another plan.
Thank you, Amy.
All right. If you would be turning your Bibles to Romans chapter 10, verse 10. I love that song. First time I heard that song, Berlini, I'd had an event in my life that took place that was really hard on me and my family. And I remember the first time I heard it, after this event took place, I got in my car, turned on the radio, and they were just starting that song. It was like God was speaking to me through that song, saying, I've got another plan, brother. And that was just awesome. So I love that song. You know, we talk about the piano. I appreciate the good job you did, Miss Sheila. You did a great job. But when Miss Sheila's not here, Miss Martha's not here, and Brother David's not here, Colton takes over the reins. And Wednesday night, we're dismissing, and I go to the back to shake hands. And Brother Larry made the mistake of telling Colton to, I think, play a Christmas song. And Christmas song doesn't always mean Christian Christmas song to Colton, so you got to be really specific. So Wednesday night, we dismissed, you're a mean one, Mr. Green. But you know, that would fit in most churches. So I'm just saying, amen. Amen. All right, if you would please stand in honor of God's word. I'm not preaching long tonight, probably about 15 minutes at the most, 20. On Romans 10:10, we're going through our seven biblical terms. Let's read it. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for our salvation. Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for the others here. I know they're thankful for their salvation. If there's anyone here that doesn't know salvation, I pray tonight may be the night, Father. Lord, we're covering all these words that are very important to salvation, seven of them. We've covered four. We're covering the fifth one tonight. And Lord, help the people. Help them to write these down, to understand them, that when they hear salvation, when they hear somebody talk about being born again, these seven words will pop up, and they'll understand what each word means and know how that relates to their salvation. I pray you help me to say nothing in the flesh, but everything in the Spirit tonight. Bind the hands of demonic forces. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ on this church. Help us keep moving forward in unity. Lord, help the cast in the play, the people working in the play, Sister Carrie, Sister Carol, the pantomime, the kids. I know it's a stressful situation. Sister Becky and all those, Sister Amy, all those working with the sets and what they may be doing. I just pray, God, you give them strength, Lord, because it is a trying time. Help us to stay in unity and help us to think about the glory that you're going to get through this all. And we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we've covered four words thus far. We've covered justification, regeneration, adoption, and faith. And the fifth term we're going to cover tonight is sanctification. Now listen, like I said, I'm not preaching long tonight, but please give me your undivided attention. Very important, because sanctification is one of the most important words, because that's the part that you play a big role in, okay? Sanctification is not something you just wake up with in the morning and say, I'm sanctified, you know, I'm set apart. That's something that you work at with the Lord, amen, with the Lord after being saved, to live a holy and set apart life for Jesus Christ. So here's where we're at thus far. Justification, your standing was changed. Your standing was changed, amen? You were standing in sin, now you're standing clothed in Christ's righteousness, amen? Right. In regeneration, your nature was changed. You had that old sin nature, now you have a new nature, you're a new creature in Jesus Christ. Now in adoption, your position was changed. You were standing before the judge guilty, not as a family member, but now your position has changed. You're standing before Him as a family member. Amen. Your position has changed. In faith, your reliance has changed. What you were relying in to get you through, Brother Charlie, you're not relying on that anymore, Sister Vicki. You're relying on the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Your reliance has changed. But now with sanctification, here's what took place. Your character is changed. Your character. The way people perceive you. The way you act to certain situations or react to certain situations. The way you act in public. The way people perceive you. That should have changed. What is sanctification? Well, it's defined as this. It's the fruit of a justified life. The fruit of a justified life. If you've been justified, if you have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, if you have Christ living in you and you are in Him, then there should be some fruit there showing there's been a change. Amen?
Yeah.
And that is what sanctification is about. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification." People always say, "Well, I want to be in the will of God." Listen, folks, you can't be in the will of God if you're not living a sanctified life.
Right.
Thank you, buddy.
It's good.
It is God's will that you be sanctified. Amen. You want your prayers heard? Psalm 4:3. "But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him." You want your prayers heard? You got to be sanctified. Amen. Listen, you can't live out in the world and live an ungodly life and expect God to be in God's will and to get your prayers heard. Amen.
Yeah, right.
St. Timothy 2:21. "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use." I talk to so many people, Brother Larry, and they say, "I want to be used of God. Brother Arp, I want to be used of God." And you look at their life, and there's nothing in their life, Brother Lenny, that reflects God. They live like the devil out in the world, but they want to come and be used on Sunday of God. Listen, folks, that is not sanctification, and God will never use you if you're not set apart.
Right.
Amen? He will not do it. Now listen, sanctification has two parts. One is positive and one is negative. Very important. First of all, separation from evil. Now that's negative. If you want to be sanctified, you got to be separated from evil. You say, "Brother Jeff, what does that mean?" Well, that means if you have an alcohol problem, you don't need to be still hanging out at the bars. Amen? Amen? You don't need to be, if you got a drug problem, you don't need to still be hanging out with your drug buddies. Amen?
Right.
Listen, folks, you need to have a change in your life, be sanctified. Whatever your problem is, if you have a pornography problem, you need to put the computer up. Amen? You need to put the TV up. Whatever it may be that you're dealing with. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Amen? So the first part is separation from evil. Listen, the second part, which is positive, is separation unto the Lord. When you separate from evil, you've got to separate to something. So you separate to the Lord. You say, "What does that mean, Brother Jeff?" Well, you give up all those habits you were doing by not going to places you do. Well, you pick up a new place. Guess what that new place is? Sunday school,
right.
Church, amen, sure. Outreach events. Things that we got going on at the church. And listen, folks, I know you can't be at every outreach event. I don't expect you to be. Hey, there's some I don't make it to because I've got things going on. We have a lot of outreach at this church. But there should be some kind of desire in you to go to some of the outreach events. Amen? Whether it be a men's breakfast or a ladies' dinner or whatever, there should be something inside you saying, "I want to be with God's people." Amen? It's separation unto the Lord. It's separation away from those things you used to read into the Word of God. The things you used to watch, the things you used to listen to, and towards the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Now listen, the entire Trinity is involved. The entire Trinity is involved with your sanctification. God the Father in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." So there's God the Father. Then we got God the Son, Ephesians 5:25. "Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it." So there you go. There's God the Son. Then you got God the Holy Spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit." God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are involved in your sanctification. You say, "Well, I don't get that, Brother Jeff." Well, let me explain it to you this way, okay? If you want to be set apart, amen, you got to be in the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ, right? Amen. Hey, if you want to be set apart, you got to listen to the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God will knock on your heart's door when you're wrong. Amen. Hey, if you want to be set apart, amen, with God the Father, it says, "Obey my commandments." You love the Father. You obey what's His Word, and that keeps you sanctified. Amen. Keep that in mind. Now, how are we sanctified? Moving into His Word. First of all, through His Word. We're sanctified through His Word. John 17:17. "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth." Listen, saying you're living a sanctified life outside the Word of God is a lie.
That's right.
You cannot live a sanctified life outside the Word of God. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy Word." You must have the Word of God to succeed at sanctification.
Amen.
Now let me just say that. You say, well, I'm just not living the life I should, Brother Jeff. I try to be set apart. I try to be sanctified. Are you in the Word of God? Because
yeah.
If you're not in the Word of God, you're not going to be set apart. I promise you.
Yeah,
listen, this preacher, Brother Larry will tell you, he'll raise his hand and say, me too. If me and Brother Larry get outside this Word of God, as preacher and assistant pastor, we will not be sanctified at this church.
That's right.
Sanctification is your part. Amen. Listen, another way you're sanctified is through the blood. Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. The word reveals your sin. And you read, and guess what? Then you go to God. 1 John 1:9. And he cleanses you of your sin through his blood. Amen. The third way is through chastisement. Hebrews 12:10. For they barely for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Amen. Listen, if you're saved and refuse to live a holy life and a sanctified life, God will deal with you. He will deal with you, and that comes through chastisement. Listen, the fourth way is through yielding to God. Romans 6:19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness and unto holiness. Listen, again, I say it before, you don't wake up one morning and go, I'm sanctified. You don't do it. You've got to yield yourself to God.
Right.
If you yield yourself, it's the flesh and the spirit thing. If you yield yourself to the flesh, you're never going to be sanctified and set apart for the Lord. But if you yield yourself to the Spirit and the Word of God, you will be sanctified, amen, for yielding to the Word of God. Now listen, there's three tenses to sanctification, three tenses. First of all, there's past tense. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified. Past tense. You have already been sanctified in the Lord. Amen. There's a part of you that's saved and will not sin, and that is the Holy Spirit of God that's inside of you. Amen. That's sanctification that can't go away. Amen. But this body is not sanctified.
That's
amen.
Right.
That takes us to two, the present tense. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Now, it takes daily cleansing from God's Word to keep you sanctified in this fleshly body. Understand that. The Spirit is sanctified, Brother Kevin, but listen, your body is not. Your body, until the rapture of the church, is still going to be a carnal, fleshly piece of garbage.
That's right.
That's what we are. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, listen, the third tense is future tense. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you. Listen, folks, there's going to be a sanctification. It's going to be an eternal sanctification that's going to take place the moment of the rapture. You're going to be sanctified for all eternity, and you won't ever sin again.
Amen.
No sinful thoughts will hit your mind. You will be incapable of sinning. You won't have to worry about it anymore. Amen. So the Lord's delivered us. He is delivering us, and he's going to deliver us. Amen.
Right.
That knocks it all in a nutshell right there. But now listen, you got to choose to please God and not yourself. That's what sanctification is. It's choosing to please God and not yourself. John 17:19, it says, and for their sakes I sanctify myself. And Romans 15:3 says, even for Christ please not himself. Listen, folks, if you're all about pleasing yourself and about me and look at me and wanting to be seen and wanting to be heard, you are not living a life of sanctification. Listen, folks, a life of sanctification isn't look at me, look at me, look at me. Now listen, Brother Stevens was here this morning and he brought a great testimony, and I'm not trying to knock other people, but it's a truth. Many people go to these emotional churches and these things with the tongues and everything so they can look spiritual. And so they can get up and look at me, look at how spiritual I am, look at who I am. Amen. But we got to be careful of that in the Baptist church too. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, folks, we got to be careful. There's a lot of people in Baptist churches today that they want to be seen. They want to be heard. Amen. The Holy Spirit's nowhere near.
Yeah.
All right? You got to get that right between you and the Lord. Amen. I can't judge between you and God whether you're Holy Spirit led or not. Amen. I mean, there's times when people say, I'm going to song or I got a song. And you don't have a song. God didn't give you a song. Amen. There's other times you do have a song, but sometimes you don't. Amen. Sometimes a word of testimony. We got to be careful. Make sure, is this of the Lord or is this of me? Amen. We got to make sure. It even gets into the preaching, Brother Larry.
Yes, that's right.
It can get into the preaching. Amen. It can get where I get up here and I say, well, it's about me. It's about me. And the Holy Spirit's nowhere near the sermon that I'm preaching. I say, well, this is good. This is what I want to preach. This is what I want to say. This looks good. This will make me look good. If I get that attitude, Brother Shane, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
We can't do it, Brother Larry. We've got to preach what God has told us to preach. Amen. So it goes all over the church and all in the pews. Now listen, what are the results of sanctification? Again, we're getting to the tenses. First of all, we have Christ's righteousness. Past tense. We've already got it. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. You're already perfected forever. Amen. Past tense. We have Christ's righteousness. But then present tense, we have fruit unto holiness. Romans 6:22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Listen, if you have Christ's righteousness, there's going to be something within you that says, I want to have fruit. I want people to see Christ in me. Listen, I see so many people that call themselves Christians. I have no idea why they're even in church. I do. I mean, they're the most selfish. In fact, I'm going to have this in my sermon Sunday. I don't want to spoil it, so I won't get into it. But, I mean, there are people that sit in the church, and they're just mean all the time. They're angry, Brother Charlie. They never smile. Thanks for smiling, Brother Charlie. I appreciate that. They never smile. They're angry. They gripe and complain.
Right.
I mean, they just look for reasons to come up and smack around the preacher and complain about this and complain about that.
Right.
They're never happy. You're preaching and they're like this, the whole service is just glaring at you. Listen, folks, where's the fruit of righteousness?
Yeah, it's good.
Where is it?
Right.
Listen, folks, I got to wonder if those people have been saved.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm thinking of a lady, and it doesn't matter who it is, but I think of somebody right now that I remember, Brother Larry. I remember seeing when I was preaching and other when we had revivals and stuff, it was just angry all the time, Brother Lynn. And I thought, how can you be saved and be that angry all the time? And that mean and that bitter. There's something wrong, brother. It doesn't matter how you come to church. Listen, I hope there's nobody here like that tonight. And I don't have you in mind if you are. But if you are like that, listen. You need to get things right.
That's right.
You need to get things right. Make sure you're saved. Amen. But listen, we also have the conformity to the image of Jesus. That's future tense. Romans 8:29. Conformity to the image of Jesus. For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. You hear the word predestination mentioned in Scripture. But listen, predestination is always attached, and we'll preach on this sometime. It's always attached to somebody that's already been saved, born again, and on the way to heaven, Brother Larry. You never see predestination saying somebody is predestined for hell and there's no way to change it.
That's right.
You don't find that in Scripture, amen? Now, if you're not saved, you're already going to hell, okay? But you can change it with your free will. You can accept Jesus. Listen, folks, it's Calvinistic doctrine and it's slipping into churches today. I know of a church right now that used to be fundamental, just like Bellevue Baptist Church. Pastor come in, they changed the name of the church, and they went Calvinistic, and they teach there that God has chosen some for heaven and some for hell, and there's nothing you can do to resist it. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Listen, folks, that is a doctrine of the devil.
Yeah.
It's a doctrine of the devil. Listen, folks, if I really believed that way, I wouldn't preach. I wouldn't hand out tracts. You shouldn't be going to the prison. Brother Larry, you'd be wasting your time going to prison, because listen, if you're already on your way to heaven or on your way to hell, there's nothing that you're going to do to get them saved.
That's right.
Nothing. Why even give them the gospel? Amen?
It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's dead wrong. Amen. You're right. Now listen, here's the question. Brother Larry, you can start getting the song ready. What is it you thirst and hunger after spiritually? That's the question with sanctification. What is it you thirst and hunger after? Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Listen, you're doing one of two things. You're either resisting the devil and demonic forces, or you're giving place to him.
Right.
Period. Everybody in this auditorium tonight, you're either giving place to the devil by your actions, by things you're doing outside the church, or you're resisting the devil by getting in God's Word and being sanctified.
Amen.
Amen. There's only one of two people, only one of two people in this church tonight when it comes to sanctification. Where are you at tonight? You say, Brother Jeff, I'm saved. I know I'm saved, but I've not been sanctified. I've not been set apart like I should. Brother Jeff, there's no fruit in the holiness, and I know I need to work at that. Well, you can start tonight by turning over to the Lord. I can think of New Year's is coming up. I can think of no other thing to promise God, Brother Brooks, for New Year's. I'm going to live a sanctified life.
Amen.
You might be here tonight and say, Brother Jeff, I don't know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. Tonight, you're not too.
Right.
If you'll come down, we'll take the Word of God. We'll show you how you can know that you're born again. Amen.
Amen.
With every head bowed, every eye closed, everyone standing, if you're able.